Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Stuart Ross, CEO and president for El Tigre Silver Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is ELS, as well as over-the-counter ticker symbol EGRTF. And for our international listeners, trades as well on the Frankfurt Exchange. Ticker symbol is 5RT. Thanks for joining us today, Stuart.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Great. Always good to have you on. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of El Tigre for some of our listeners here that are new to your story.
Certainly. El Tigre is a silver exploration company, a small cap TSX venture listed company. We have been in the early stages of exploration on a past producing property. We spent the last 10 months gathering the and data that was previously recorded from 35 years of mining and a three-year program that Anaconda did on the property in the early 80s. Now that we've put that information together, and along with our own sampling and underground sampling, both as well as surface sampling on the property, we now have drill targets, roads built, camp built, and the drills will be turning on January the 15th, 2011. So it's, for us, an exciting time. It's the data gathering is finished, the consolidation of that data is finished, and we now get to drill where we believe the target is. And that starts January the 15th. So we're happy to report on that.
Yeah, certainly. And so, yeah, bring us up to speed on some of the assays from the mineralization at El Tigre in Sonora.
The assays are in the news releases. I'm not a geologist, so I don't purport to interpret those assays. They've been encouraging. They have, in fact, confirmed what was previously assayed in the area, both through mine records and also through Anaconda's records. We wanted to reconfirm that ourselves as to what it was. And what it indicates to us is that we have a resource underground from surface to 700 feet, approximately a kilometer and a half long and about 150 to 200 meters in width. And it's based on the stockworks and quartz disseminated material between two of the original veins, the El Tigre vein and the Sites Kelly vein. So that's the target for us. We're expecting, hoping and expecting that the drill will give us the same kind of results as the assay. And the assays to date, the surface assays are oxidized, so they're lower grades, but the below ground assays are 5 to 6 ounces per ton silver and anywhere from 0.1 to 0.5 ounces per ton gold. The drill program that we have in place is designed to, first off, the first 2,000 meters will define the outline of the target, and the next 8,000 meters in between will fill it in to a certain extent so that at the end of 2011, we can update our 43-101 and have what we hope is an indicated resource of something around 18 to 20 million tons with about 5 to 6 ounces per ton of equivalent silver. That if it can be proven, will be somewhere between 115 and 120 million ounces of silver.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector, Stuart, and how well positioned you believe El Tigre is to capitalize on them.
Well, El Tigre is capitalized because it's a small cap. We don't have a lot of stock outstanding. We have a market cap of about $12.5 million. We have 32 and a half million shares outstanding. we're after silver in Sonora, which has been typically an excellent place to find it. We're on ground that was previously mined, and silver prices don't appear to be letting up. I believe today it's still over $29 an ounce. So I think those things give us put us in the right sector, and what gives us an advantage is all the prior work that was done on the property that we have access to.
Certainly, and so what would you say makes El Tigre Silver Corp unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think the amount of data that's available to us prior to drilling. I mean, our sampling program, most sampling programs are all surface. Our sampling program included underground. We have access through the old mine portals to the 400-foot level, the 250, and a couple of crosscuts. So we have a significant amount of underground sampling that's been done, and it ties in from surface to underground, so you've got a lot better idea what the ground has. Just taking surface samples and stream and sediment samples doesn't give you what we have. I think that's an advantage.
Certainly, and so you recently added Dan Telechia to the board, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Stuart, and talk a little bit about the management team there at ELS.
Well, I'll start myself. I've had 20-plus years experience in the public company marketplace. It's been in mining. It's been in soft drinks. It's been in medical devices. And for the most part, it's been fundraising and administration. We have a vice president of exploration who has had 25, 30 years experience on ground in South America, Mexico, and the U.S. Most of his time has been spent in South America and Mexico. He was with Anaconda for the 30 months that the program on our property, so he has familiar with the El Tigre ground. I think that's a huge advantage for us. We have Daniel Telechea just joined the board. He is with Diabras. He's the CEO of Diabras, which is a publicly traded company with projects in Mexico. He brings a fair amount of expertise with Mexican production, Mexican contacts. Jeffrey Wilson is also a director of the company. He is with Lincoln Gold. He's a VP of X for Lincoln Gold. We have two gentlemen who are representatives for one of the major shareholders. That would be Wade Anderson and Robert Papernick. Both of them have business experience that's a great mix to bring to the board. And Anderson is a chartered accountant and has the expertise required from an audit committee perspective. So it rounds out our board pretty well.
Well, great. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, the first thing is to complete our work program, which consists mainly of this 10,000-meter drill program. That we should have that drill program finished, and we hope to have it finished before the rainy season in June and July. There are other targets on the property that we also want to continue exploring on a surface sample basis. So those will be the milestones as we go forward, the drill program for the first 6 months of the year. And once that's put together, then the updating the 43-101 for the balance of the year. Those are the drill program is our target, though. That's our main milestone.
Right, and when it comes to investors and the financial community, Stuart, do you believe that the El Tigre Silver Corp story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the investment community?
Well, I hope they are. We're attempting to do that. What we would like to prove is that we have a resource of something approaching 100 to 120 million ounces of silver. And right now we're market capped at about $12 million. Typically with that kind of a resource, we should be market capped a lot higher. So I believe there's a huge potential upside for investors at this level.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Stuart Ross, CEO and President for El Tigre Silver Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol ELS, as well as on the Frankfurt Exchange, ticker symbol 5RT, and over-the-counter is EGRTF. Is currently trading at 34 cents a share. As I mentioned, market cap is at 12.5 million. And so before we conclude, to sort of to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think the market cap currently is very low relative to what it can be. We have a drill program that's going to show that in a very short order. You mentioned that the stock was trading at 34 cents. It's currently trading, I think, at 44 cents, and it's increased from that 28 to 30 cent level to where it is shortly after our last financing. I think there's a potential for upside in this that's as good as anything that I've seen in 25 years.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Stuart, and update our investors on El Tigre.
Juan, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.